Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Tisha and I'm glad to have you today with me. In this episode, we are going to talk about rejection. And today, we will be talking about something which most people are afraid of in some way, which is being rejected. The first thing I will be talking about is why rejection happens and why we are afraid of it. The second thing is why the power of no is so important in our life for our own growth. Because you know, here's the thing. At some point in life, you will be rejected unless you just sit inside your house for the rest of your life. From this point onwards, throughout your entire life, you will be rejected at some point or even at multiple points. There is no real way to get around it. Whether it be a job application or a scholarship program or proposing to someone you are madly in love with or whatever it is, you will get rejected at some point. At that moment, we even start questioning ourselves. We even feel betrayed and hurt. But the thing is, rejection don't hurt us. We hurt ourselves just by keeping up expectations of all those things. It can even bring the feeling of unworthiness. It will make you doubt yourself and your abilities to do certain things. It can bring up the feeling of loneliness. But here's the thing. What if we look at rejection with a different point of view? What if, instead of letting it bring us down, we could use it to actually grow ourselves, learn from it, and outshine ourselves? What if we could use this rejection as one of our strongest battles? Today, we will be exploring the power of no, the power of being rejected. But before this, let's talk about why in our mind rejection feels like it hurts. Why are we so afraid of it? Well, it's very simple. Earlier, rejection meant death. I'm talking about thousands of years before, when people were rejected out of their tribe or group or something. They have nowhere to go. Because now, rejection don't mean death. You can get rejected 1,000 times and not be killed. It might give you a feeling of loss or loneliness, but you will not die out of it. You might feel broken because at some point you were so excited about that job in some point, but now you get rejected out of it. It could be anything, even in your relationship. When you are going to ask someone out and that person rejects you, you feel broken and start doubting your inner abilities. That rejection triggers your insecurities, the insecurity of unworthiness. Rejection shines a light on one of our biggest insecurities, which is unworthiness. I am not worthy of it, and if I am not worthy, then I will not be loved. And this is one of our biggest fear. And so, what we do is, we always believe that our worthiness is attached to our goals. Like, if we don't reach our goal, then we are not good enough. If I am not getting this job, then I am not good enough. Or if she said no when I asked her out, then I am not good enough. But in reality, these two things are not even connected with each other. But we think they are. So, we even believe that our worthiness would be defined by our achievements and success. If we don't get this done, then we are not good enough. We think that we are just not good for anything. So, when we start to think about that, we take a step back. What can we do instead of this? So, what could be done is, we are going through these feelings. Rather than fighting back from all those feelings, we often sit back on our couch and overthink about it. We will do everything except what we are supposed to do to move forward in life. We will do things rather than actually moving forward because of the fear of getting rejected again. We don't want that feeling of unworthiness again in our life. We don't want to feel low just because we got rejected for something. So, to don't get this feeling again in life, what do we do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We get settled back for something safe and comfortable. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone because we have got rejected once. But have you ever thought, like, why are you being rejected? Like, what are you being rejected for? So, it's really funny because actually these insecurities and places them on something that doesn't even need to be there. Like, we are not able to do something at our workplace, we often think that we are not capable of doing so, and this keeps on triggering our insecurities. And when we are rejected, we often think that we are getting rejected for ourselves. But the fact is that we are not getting rejected as a human or who we are. We are getting rejected because something someone didn't want. Like in sales, people make hundreds of phone calls every day and 95% of the times they get rejected. But they are getting rejected for the things they are trying to sell. And we humans often misunderstand it and think that we are getting rejected and we are not capable of doing this work. Perhaps people are just saying no to our business proposal, not to us as who we are as a person. The no is just for the sales process. But we don't think of it like that. We often take all of it on ourselves. We personalize something that we shouldn't have personalized. And due to this, we avoid doing certain things. This fear of being rejected holds us back from doing certain things which we are meant to do. But I feel like rejection is way more important in our life rather than succeeding in every single point in our life. That feeling of being rejecting is very important for all of us to face at least once in our life. In fact, I feel like there are many benefits of being rejected, and that's what I will talk about today. The actual benefit of going out of our comfort zone and actually getting rejected. The first thing about listening to the phrase no, it will help you to get out of your comfort zone. We actually have to face down our fears at every point because fear actually never goes away. You know, there is no secret way to get past your fears. There is no magic trick for that. You need to work on those fears in order to get past them. But if you are never getting rejected for a certain thing, you will never get out of your comfort zone. And in this century, we all need to get out of our comfort zone to achieve what we want in our life. If we continue to sit back on that couch for months, that's what we are getting in the future. That's what we are preparing ourselves for. If you are not pushing yourself out of that couch and go out and work on yourself, then you are not getting anything in return. And of course, getting out of your comfort zone is not going to be easy. You have to be strong enough to face rejections at every point in your life, but eventually you will get past it. You don't have to let that rejection define you. The thing that will define you is the hard work you do after getting rejected. The never giving up attitude is going to define you. The way you handle your problems after getting rejected is going to define you. And you know what? If you are never listening no, then probably you are not taking enough risks. If it doesn't mean that you are not smart enough or good enough, it just means that you are sitting on your comfort zone and you are not taking any sort of risk out of it. We all have heard that one quote, higher the risk, higher will be the reward. So here it is. You need to take risk even if you get rejected out of it. Even if you are at loss, you need to take those risks. You need to think that you are not afraid of anything. And at that point where you win, even if you get rejected because of it, you took that step forward and you tried it for yourself. You are one step closer for your dream. You know, we need to turn these rejections into a positive force in our life. But how can we do that? Before getting approval for anything in your life, you need to get rejected. Imagine like you want to be an entrepreneur, or for being an entrepreneur and starting your own business, you get rejected 100 times. This rejection is going to make you stronger and stronger. You need to be calm and composed before you actually get success. You can't have served anything on your plate for free. You would get rejected for certain things and you would get stronger every time you go and try out again. We will be learning certain new things on this journey. Of course, we are not perfect, and every time we do something, we are going to miss out on some points or we will be making mistakes, and that's why we are getting rejected. But the thing is, every time we get rejected, we have to get back up and learn from those mistakes. Instead of giving up, you need to lean into it. We have to stop that rejection define us. Instead, we need to use it to develop ourselves in a better way. We need to build that patience in ourselves. And then we can achieve anything we want in our lives. So here we come to an end for this episode. I hope you love this episode and make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss on an episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care. Bye-bye.